Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefther joins us when we come back right after this. Rust versus trust. Stripe rust can wreak havoc on wheat fields in the High Plains. That's why growers trust Prosaro fungicide. Prosaro, used at an efficient 5-ounce rate, stops both the penetration and the spread of stripe rust. Prosaro also protects your crops from a broad spectrum of leaf diseases, helping ensure higher yield potential. You want to stop rust? Trust Prosaro fungicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label directions.
Coming up Friday, April 10th, great sale at Superior Video Livestock Auction, started at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 39,000 head to sell, including 8,100 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 10,500 weaned calves, and 11,600 calves on cows. For information on when a lot might sell or for a video, check it out at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefther joins us now from Lefther Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock futures. Coming back from the holiday yesterday, our cattle futures ended on the lower side. But the hogs had a real nice day, though, yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We did see our hog market close positive. The entire cattle complex yesterday broke out to the upside as it traded well above the trading range that had been locked in for the past couple of weeks. But as Dave said, we closed negative. Around 12 o'clock, we started going into negative territory and held there the rest of the session as a combination of profit-taking and head-selling pulled the cattle complex lower. Now, we saw choice box beef yesterday, 91 cents higher. Select boxes were up $2.26 on a total movement of 126 loads. Cattle kill yesterday was only 96,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 83 cents. Now, that makes five of the past six sessions of the index being higher for a total gain of $5.47. On the close yesterday, June cattle were $1.62 lower, May feeders 57 cents lower, and June lean hogs were 90 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, we take a look at our grain futures from yesterday. It was kind of a rough day across the board. Everything was lower yesterday.
That's exactly right. As Monday, we saw the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans trade mostly lower and close negative across the board. We did not have a lot of fresh news to go along the downside. The weekly export inspections for the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans were all price negative, as we did not see good numbers there. We also saw yesterday afternoon, after the markets closed, the good to excellent condition rating of the winter wheat crop in Kansas came in at 33%, a drop of 6 points from last week. Oklahoma was down 1 point at 43%. Texas also down 1 point at 54% good to excellent. Nationwide, the winter wheat crop is 44% good to excellent. That is above last year at this time at 35%. And we've seen mostly downside overnight. And surprisingly enough, the wheat is lower. May KC wheat's down 4.75. May corn down a half a penny. May soybeans down 3.25. May cotton is holding 9 points higher. May crude oil, 59 cents lower. The June dollar index is up 81 cents. And June Dow Jones futures trading 32 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.